Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that a Leon County judge ruled today in favor of the Florida Education Association's legal challenge to Florida's requirement that school campuses reopen this month. Judge Charles Dodson said Florida has essentially ignored the requirement of school safety. Dodson also found the Department of Education's order essentially overrode school boards' constitutional authority to operate their own school systems. The state is expected to appeal. Many students went back to in-person classes this morning in Pinellas and Pasco counties. This week, Hillsborough students and teachers start the year online. Manatee County students have been back for a week. According to the Bradenton Herald, there have been coronavirus cases in at least 9 schools. On Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to protect the U.S. Postal Service. In an email, Democratic Congressmember Kathy Castor wrote, "Over the past few weeks, I have heard a flood of concern from my Tampa neighbors and stories of delayed mail deliveries. The legislation will prohibit post office closures, halt the removal of mail sorting machines, remove restrictions on overtime pay, end any hiring freeze, and keep convenient neighborhood blue mailboxes in service." WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports, on Saturday, residents rallied in Oldsmar to support the Postal Service.
Early showers and an overcast sky cooled Tampa Road in Oldsmar as demonstrators gathered for a rally showing their support for America's favorite federal agency. Oldsmar resident Victoria Cuevas helped organize the rally held just outside the city's post office. The 71-year-old said it's the first time in her life she'd participated in anything like it.
"I'm just an American who's benefited by the friendship I've had my whole life with the post office. And the post office is a friend of mine, and we should protect our friends."
Since taking over as Postmaster General in June, Louis DeJoy, who was appointed by President Donald Trump and donated to his political campaign, has come under fire for limiting postal service. Mailboxes have been removed, along with sorting machines capable of processing more than 600 million pieces of mail a day. DeJoy's controversial move comes amid President Trump's recent attacks against the agency, claiming without evidence that it wouldn't be able to process mail-in ballots for November's election. Requests for mail-in voting, also known as absentee ballots, have soared in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump has also claimed, again without evidence, that mail-in voting would lead to voter fraud, despite himself frequently voting by mail. Cars passed, honking in solidarity as more than 40 people lined either side of the busy thoroughfare to show support for the post office. They ranged in age from 9 to nearly 80. Some, like 9-year-old Jalea Fernandez, were demonstrating for the first time.
"We just wanted to protest for our post office. Our grandma told us that Trump is closing the post office, and we just wanted to save it because people need a vote."
Jalea and her sister Janisa, two St. Petersburg residents, were brought out by their grandmother, Yolanda Perez. Other demonstrators, like Jeannie Arnold, had been at it for years.
1972. The Vietnam War. I marched with the VVAW against the war. And I've always been a political activist.
Signs ranged from the politically neutral, stating simply to save the post office, to frustration-fueled takes on Trump's Make America Great Again MAGA slogan. Arnold and fellow protester Lisa LaFay of Port Richey held signs reading, "Morons are governing America." Standing on an island dividing the east and westbound traffic, LaFay, 62, a Minneapolis native, wore a black t-shirt with a raised fist and the words "Black Lives Matter" beneath it. LaFay said she's been wanting to be out protesting since the day George Floyd was murdered, but COVID-19 concerns kept her and husband Bruce Bennett home. She said seeing the post office being called into question was an attack on democracy too far.
"It's good to be where the rubber hits the road, literally."
Despite Trump's politicization of the post office, many, like Bennett, said they hope saving the post office can be a unifying, bipartisan issue.
"We need Republicans and independents out raising hell with their senators. Only when the senators fear for their seats will they rise up and find their spines and vote against Trump." I think the post office issue may be nonpartisan enough that not just Democrats will say to their Republican senators and representatives, "Are you kidding? You cannot do this."
For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV in Oldsmar.
There's a heat advisory until 6 this evening for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, windy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.